So we're coming along to 2005, which is a pivotal year for you, maybe for the company, because this is the time that President George W. Bush, in his second administration, would tab you to be the U.S. ambassador to the Holy See.
He did, February 2005.
What was the first hint that that was coming about?
Well, I'd known the president. I got to know him when he was the managing partner of the baseball team when we built the stadium for him and spent a lot of time with him, and really great person. And by the way, I would say he's the same level-headed, decent person right now and when he was in office as he was walking around that ballpark at Arlington site in 1991 or two. He's a very well-grounded person, as is his brother Jeb. So when he ran for governor, we were involved in his campaign, helping him out, and certainly when he ran for president. In the first term, I was asked to do a few things that I do for him, attend some things that donors get to do. He sent me on a couple of presidential commissions, one to Panama with Colin Powell when Omar Torrijos was inaugurated. So I had a feeling they would ask me. They talked about some other things that just weren't quite ready. Our kids were still at Cashel Hall, and it just wasn't the time to leave the country. But the next time around, after the 2004 election, our daughter was fixing to head to Notre Dame. The boys were already at Notre Dame. It was a good time. So I was really surprised when the president asked me to do this, because it's a very important post to him, certainly a prestigious one, all the European ones are. And I figured since I spoke Spanish, I'd probably get sent to the Dominican Republic or somewhere, you know. But it was a great experience to be able to serve him, his administration, and the country.
Was there a point where he asked you directly?
Yeah, in his office.
Okay.
Yeah.
You went to the West Wing of the White House.
I got a call right after the inauguration. I mean, like the next week. We'd hardly even flown back. That they would like me to, within the next 10 days, if I could, come back to Washington and talk to him about some things. So I went in. It's all in my book. Dina Powell, who was the director of White House personnel, mentioned this position, and then I went and talked to the president for a while. That was it. Immediately, down to the State Department to get your papers.
So you said yes on the
spot. Of course.
Because you discussed this with Kathleen and the kids.
We had a pretty good idea be something. And she was okay with it.
At the time, I believe Pope John Paul was 84 and in poor health.
Right. We went over after he had died and when Pope Benedict was Pope.
Your preparation then for this position, kind of talk about that.
Yeah, the State Department does a very good job of preparing ambassadors to go to post. There were some things in the news last year about a couple of President Obama's choices that were embarrassed for not knowing enough about their country and the hearings and things. Believe me, that's not the State Department's fault. That's theirs. If you do what the State Department says, you will have enough consultations, read enough materials, you will be drawn into enough policy discussion to be able to be an effective representative of the country. You just have to put the time into it.
You had ambassador seminars?
Mm-hmm. First, we had a lot of consultations in the State Department. We were meeting people that were in positions or had been in positions that dealt with issues pertinent to the Holy See mission. Lots. I mean, like 30 or 40 consultations around the department, maybe more than that. And some other non-State Department entities, think tanks, things like that, that had information to adduce that would help me be well-rounded. Even had a two-day seminar about Oriental and Orthodox religions, just so I could get the nomenclature down. Kathleen and I both did. You can't imagine how many different sects there are of Christianity. There's about 5 pages worth. Then the final thing is the ambassador seminar, which is a two-week seminar that all ambassadors go to, whether you're a career department person or a political person. No matter how many times you've been an ambassador before, you're going to go to that seminar. The first week of it, they talk about the rules, how not to run afoul of the State Department's rules as far as financial reimbursement, what the government will pay for versus what you pay for, things like that. And the second week is more policy-centric, meeting with the press and learning those kind of things. They coach you.